Hello. Here's a very noisy horse. On February 20th and 21st, 2022, watching me read three cards. The Empress reversed, the King of Rods, Wands, or Clubs reversed, and the Page of Swords. Free your mind and the rest will follow. The Page of Swords I find to be one of the most difficult cards to read. This quick-minded page is always learning and always wants to be learning. Not everyone appreciates the Page of Swords, but today, he or she, the pages are in some decks referred to as princes or princesses, leads the lineup and is frankly the most likable one in the bunch. The Page of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is the most intelligent of the pages, the suit of air being intellectual, verbal, and sometimes painfully truthful. He holds up a double-edged sword with both hands that is longer and taller than he is. He doesn't exactly know how to use it yet. The novice is still learning. Learning keeps you young, says the Page of Swords. The young page is still a student, but a natural. As for the reversed Empress and the reversed King of Wands, Aries, Sagittarius, or Leo, maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. When Doves Cry by Prince Rogers Nelson. And that explains it. Saves me a lot of time this morning. Entitlement, outburst, obnoxious, ill-tempered, or, as the reversed King of Fire may very well be, burned out. The Page of Swords reads and writes and is often called a spy. This is the card of journalists and journalism, so I could say the Page of Swords may be digging for dirt or even spreading dirt about one or both of these unlikable characters. Were I to read this group as actual humans, I'd say this pair may have forged a very intelligent child who is seeking their own truth. Or we're changing occupations and are rejuvenated, all that young, fresh page energy, and are very enthusiastic ourselves. The page represents a new endeavor, but is a very wary card. Read the fine print. Or refine your own print. Seeking inspiration. For the humans who have been on the planet a little longer, I was inspired this weekend by two fantastic interviews, and I can't remember where I read them, but of course they shouldn't be hard to find. One was with the artist David Hockney, who, in his 80s, is creating the most inspired work of his life, and the other was the great Francis Ford Coppola, who is working on a lifelong dream project at 83. Both still have that curious drive of the Page of Swords. If the reverse two cards indicate creative blockages, and can also mean physical blockages, especially regarding pregnancy and infertility, for entertainment purposes only, the Page of Swords is a fresh idea. What a rush, says the Page of Air. So much to learn. This is something you're naturally good at, but like a sword, you may need to be refined, sharpened, and balanced. Keep at it. You're a work in progress.